Elohim, we must worship Adonai. We must worship the Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and this very earth. As most of you know, this is how we do it on Radio Biafra. It has been this way for very many years, and it is not going to change, not now, not tomorrow, not ever. For the truth must be told, and that truth must be preached. You must bow down your heads wherever you are, because we do not worship idol. We don't worship anything born of a woman. We do not worship or bow before anything made with a man's hands. We only worship the Most High in truth and in spirit, the one that you cannot see. As our ancestors did, so are we doing today. The one true creator of everything that is made, and no one made him. He is the one that we are going to honor. And only Chukwokika Biama do we praise and worship. Chukwokika Biama. If you get close, you will know him. That's the meaning of Abiama for those who do not know. Abiama. The children of the Most High would know this. This is not a place for idol worshippers, because we are handing over our proceedings to the Most High, that His will may be done upon the face of the earth. In thee, O Elohim, do we put our trust. Let us never be put to shame. You will not allow shame to befall your name, because we call upon thee morning, noon, and night with very clean hands and a clear heart and an unblemished conscience. You will deliver us in your own righteousness. You that made it possible for us to be in your holy land of Israel, in the land of the living, that we may propagate your gospel that you have given to us. Listen to our prayers this very evening and our supplication. We are suffering. We are being subjugated. We are being terrorized in our own lands, for we know that we have sinned against thee. Please have mercy, because thou art our fortress. There is no other place to go to. You are our resort continually. You have given us commandments to save us, for you are our rock and our fortress. Come and deliver us, O Elohim, out of the hands of the wicked and the children of perdition, out of the hands of the unrighteous men and cruel people that slaughter, rape, and pillage. Deliver us from the hands of terrorists. Deliver us from the hands of liars and deceivers. For you are our only hope, O Most High. Thou art our trust from our youth. By thee, O Elohim, have we been held up, even right from the womb. For you knew our ways even before we were born. Our praise shall continually be unto your holy name. Sometimes they wonder how we do this. They say, how can IPOB do this? But it is up to thee, O Heavenly Father. You are our strong refuge. You have given us strength. You have filled us with your wisdom. And you have given us hope, with the assurance that Biafra will be restored, and that IPOB will be remembered for eternity. For we glorify your holy name. We adore thee and seek your blessing and your guidance this evening to take us through these very proceedings that will usher in light where once there was darkness, that hope may come to your children, and that you may set us free from the hands of the wicked and the evil ones, so that ultimately that Biafra may come, and we shall give glory, honor, and adoration unto your holy name, and yours alone and no other. Now and forevermore we pray. Isse. We must proceed very hastily and without further hesitation to preach this very gospel this evening. If you're not listening to Radio Biafra broadcast tonight, then there is something fundamentally wrong with you. It is either that you abhor the truth, or you are incapable of comprehending what we're about to unleash. Mind you, the DNA test hasn't come. What I mean by that is that those who will explain it to you, they have not come here yet. We know what we are waiting for. Because the zoo must fall. And I assure you that they are coming. Eventually. I'm giving them time to remove Jibril from Asarok. I am giving them time to tidy up the mess that they have created. I am giving them time to do that which is righteous, which is to ensure that this very fraudulent, evil, and wicked government is brought to an end and a new era of Biafra is ushered in via a referendum. If they do not accept this, the zoo will collapse into chaos. I assure you, it will collapse into chaos. That is the inescapable fact of the fallout of an imposition that was never ever sanctioned. You went and you brought the Sudanese to come and preside over the lives of 180 million people. Because of your lust for money, for power, and because of your greed. Here we shall put it to an end. Because tonight's broadcast will be, I would say, one of the most interactive. There will be no phone-ins. There hasn't been any since I've been broadcasting. But tonight you will be interactive by way of research and reasoning. Open your brains. We are going to clean it out this evening. That you may receive truth. That the truth may permeate. Together this evening, we are going to embark on a journey of discovery to find out how these Fulani liars, I'm not saying all Fulanis are liars, but there is a significant and a very deadly number of them who are devoted to deceiving all of you. And we shall expose them together tonight. We are going to find out how these liars, these cheats and deceivers, how come they are running the zoo called Nigeria? My only disappointment is that the Yoruba-dominated media will never do a very simple investigative journalism to find out the truth. Instead, they allow their irrational hatred for Biafra. I don't know why Yorubas hate Biafra. I don't know why. Somebody will tell me someday. They hate Biafra with a passion. Yorubas hate IPOB. And with the exception of Fayose, Paya de Banjo, and my very good friend, Fanny Kayode, a significant number of them, those who doesn't wish to see the light, they also hate me. And all these hatred has clouded their sense of judgment. Now, if those that control the media, if those that control the media in the zoo will not investigate and report the truth, tonight all of us are going to be investigators. Nabalia, go and get your pen and your papers, because it is how we are going to uncover the truth. That is the easiest way to equip yourself against the junk news syndrome in Nigeria and beyond. Nobody can ever cover the truth, no matter how hard you try. Because in the zoo called Nigeria, if you had other people without Biafrans, perhaps you might get away with it. Because we hunt for the truth. Because we believe in Eziokwubond. Without truth, you cannot live. The ancients made that very clear. In the olden days, when you lie, you die. Because Asaninze also, and in many other places across the ethnicities of Biafra land, For you to be a titled man, you must not tell lies. During your initiation, they bring out your tongue and they make 7 incisions with the blade. Seven incisions. That any day you lie, you will die. That was where the phrase Eziokobundu came from. Because if you speak the truth, you will live. If you lie, you will die. I wish those days were with us now. Because we have so many liars and deceivers. At IPOB, we are very unique. We dismantle lies piece by piece. The same way we'll unravel the zoo, piece by piece tonight. I will disintegrate the zoo with the truth only. Nothing more, nothing less. They cover the truth. We uncover it. I told you last Saturday that the handlers of the imposter Jubril will be afraid to unleash him on the gathering of world leaders in Paris because they know that Jubril is a fraud. They cannot take him to Paris, I told you that. Now, if people in Nigeria are prepared to reason like human beings and not like animals, that's why I call them a zoo, because they cannot reason. Now ask yourself, why will they announce that Buhari, so to speak, is traveling to Paris for this very summit or for this very gathering of world leaders on this commemoration of Armistice Day? That is what it is. Armistice Day. Sometimes they say, am I speaking too fast? They say, I speak too fast. Our mothers in the villages. Because sometimes some of these, our distractors, they mess you around with convoluted grammar in the hope of conveying to you and appealing to your rather very unsophisticated instinct that whoever speaks very beautiful grammar is intelligent, that is rubbish. There are pine wine tappers in the village that makes more sense than your average PhD holder in Nigeria, I can tell you that. And some of you know that is the truth as well. I told you they can never take Jubril to Paris because he's a fake, he's a fraud. He's from Sudan. World leaders, we are waiting. Did I also not tell you that he might not return on Tuesday? Did he return on Tuesday? The answer is no, he did not come back on Tuesday. These are liars and deceivers. That is how you know. Even when we are very small and very little children, you all know this. If you tell your younger brother or any of your younger siblings to lie, your sister or your brother, you've done something wrong. Maybe your mom said you shouldn't go out or you shouldn't go to the pot of soup and help yourself. And you ignore your mother's instructions and you go and do it. Or you go out. Or you climb the mango tree, or you climb the guava tree, or you do something you're not supposed to do. Or you go out to play with your friends. When you come back, you tell your little sister or your brother, make sure you don't tell mom when mom gets home. And as soon as mom walks through the door, your sibling will say to mom, I'm not going to tell you anything. I don't know if you remember. I'm not going to tell you anything. Brother, okay, so I shouldn't tell you anything. But your mother didn't ask your little one any question. It is called guilty conscience. Whenever somebody is hiding something from you, they are lying. Not only are they lying, they are covering up something they don't want you to see or to hear about. That was how Nixon was removed. That was why Clinton was not impeached. Nixon gave an order for the Watergate building to be bombed during the Democratic Party convention. They asked him about it and he denied. The reason why President Nixon was impeached was because he tried to cover up the truth, not because of the actual crime itself. When Clinton was in trouble with Monica Lewinsky, he came clean and said, I did something with the cigarette. They said, okay, you've told us the truth. Had Clinton tried to cover that up, he too would have been impeached from office. Now ask yourself, why would Femi Adesina lie that this man, this Jibril, claiming to be Buhari, is traveling to Paris when that did not happen? Admittedly, he was in Paris, yes. Because I know where he went to the evening before. Our men were there. He was at the Museum d'Orsay, where they were having a Picasso exhibition. They won't tell you that, but we know. But he did not attend the actual summit itself. Do you know why he did not attend? Because all the heads of state and all the secret agencies in the world, they know he is not Buhari. That is why he did not go. I want every newspaper in Nigeria, I want everybody that gets up every day to attack me for speaking the truth. Go and ask them, why did Jibril or Buhari, whoever you call him, why did he not attend the actual ceremony? We are going to come to the fake pictures later, one after the other. We are tearing them apart this very evening because they are liars. I don't know why Femi Adesina will present himself to be used in such manner. When I told you that day he would not return on Tuesday, some of you thought I was joking. When Tuesday came, he was nowhere to be found. I remember a very hardcore Biafran who rightly observed that, and I quote, because I don't claim what doesn't belong to me. He said, had the zoo not been designed for everlasting hopelessness, on Tuesday morning, that Buhari or Jibril should have returned. On that very morning, over 170 million Nigerians should have staged a very powerful protest demanding to know where he was. Everybody went home. Trump was in the White House. Every head of state had gone. Where was Jibril? I also told you last week that they would go to amend his ear. Didn't I tell you that? Did I not tell you that last week? That he won't come back on Tuesday, I told you. On Tuesday, he cannot come back. He can't come back on Tuesday. They went to adjust his ear. And on Wednesday, Abba Kyari joined him. He is the main culprit. He is the capon, the big guy that gets everything done. Some say it is a rumor. Some are going about, oh, it is a rumor. It's not true. You know, it's mischief making. But I know it is not. And we are here to prove it. It is the raw truth. Raw, revealing, and very painful truth. Anybody telling you otherwise is deceiving you. I have given you one simple assignment for your brain, not a research you have to do. Why should they lie that their own Buhari, they call Jibril Buhari, that's why sometimes I say Buhari, they claimed that Buhari was attending this very peace summit, but he did not. And that is the truth. Some of you should begin now to ask yourselves, why is it that he did not go? Therein lies the answer. Why was this Jibril? Why were they avoiding allowing this impostor and the fraud to meet Trump, to meet Putin, to meet Angela Merkel? Did some of you not see George Weah meeting all these people with the Moroccan king? Everybody that was there came out, not just in photographs, but in videos as well. And I tell you what they are doing. They know that the video of the event is out. What they have done is to commission what I call the high-end digital video editors that work for Hollywood studios to somehow insert Buhari's Jibril's motion picture in it. They are going to insert Jibril's motion picture in the videos, and they know I will call for video tonight. So tomorrow or next, Femi Adesina will release a video. They're asking for video. Can't you see it? But we know if you watch a movie like Avatar, you will understand there's nothing they cannot do. Truth is in real time. Most of us watched Al Jazeera, watched CNN, watched every major news network in the world there was no Jubril Buhari in Paris. Ask yourself this question. What were they hiding? Why would they lie to Nigerians about this very event when they know within themselves that Jubril wasn't going or would not there attend? Because Trump would have called him, "You lifeless thing, who brought you here?" That's why they didn't go. Anybody telling you that this is not the truth is deceiving you. I know that politicians in the zoo, both PDP and APC, there is something you need to understand. All of them, they're in this together. All of them. Don't get your PVC and vote. They are all the same criminals, the same gang of thieves in the Oshikahabu, all of them. I'm not exempting anyone. They're all thieves. Do you know what they're thinking? So if they find out now, even Nnamdi Kanu tells them that this is Jubril and they catch us in this very, this is the proper treasonable felony. In these high crimes and misdemeanors. If they catch us in this, do you know that all this going to CBN to take as much money as possible will stop? They all gang up together. Igbo, Yoruba, Efiki, Bibio, everybody, Kanuri, Hausa, Fulani, to say they are the elite. These illiterates call themselves the elite. Elite in a country where there is no running water. You say you are an elite. You claim you are an intelligentsia in a country where there is no light in the 21st century. You claim you are an elite in a place without any proper functioning education system, unless you go private. And I ask them, what is the essence and meaning of your elitism? It has no meaning. You are as daft as a baboon in Jerusalem Zoo. Useless to the core. You are nothing. Absolutely nothing. These are empty barrels that make the most noise. Do you want to see my degrees, my certificate? But I'm asking you, are you not using a generator in your home? What makes you a civilized person if you cannot avail yourself of the prevailing technology of the time to improve your lives? Something Romans did 3,000 years ago. People in the 21st century, with all their certifications, cannot be able to replicate. Romans did not go to a university. Some of them were just mere soldiers. They were able to build canals, water systems, irrigation systems. They did all of this. They built roads. If you go to England, you will hear, anywhere you have a Roman road, straight, built in the ancient times. Or should I say in antiquity? You have people today in Abuja and in Lagos sitting down in Channels Television Studios, one of the worst TV stations in the whole world, talking nonsense. We elite, we intellectuals, they are all in this nonsense together. Their job is to make your lives a misery. This is something that you Nigerians must know. They don't want Jubril to be exposed, because if you expose Jubril, their business, which is electioneering, coming up next year, will deny some of them access to the treasury, access to oil and gas money. That's why they're looking for nothing more, nothing less. So why won't they cover it up? They don't care about the truth. They are not interested in the truth. All they want is to be in office, to keep on looting, and all of you to keep suffering. I call them illiterate kleptomaniacs. They are thieves. They are nothing. When somebody comes, "Oh, I'm a politician. Do you know who I am? I'm from..." Tell the idiot he's a fool. He is nothing. He's just a thief. A very fortunate rogue. Onyosikob. All of them. Bar none. They litter the corridors of power in Abuja. And they think that Nigeria is Allah's gift to the Fulani nomads that settled in Nigeria and acquired immeasurable political power through the instrumentality of British colonialism. Britain put them in power. Why? Because before, all they do is to drink the blood of cattle. Namini milk. And milk. Britain introduced them to the very finer things of life. They don't know how to produce them. They just consume. Britain said, we are pleased with Fulani people. Let us give all the power to them so they can lord it over the others. In the U.S. in those days during slavery, they are the equivalent of house niggers. You know those that say because they are close to the master in the house and the rest of them will be in the sugarcane plantation or in the cotton fields picking cotton or cutting down sugarcane. Those that are in the house serving the master will feel that somehow they've arrived. They're the real deal. I want some of you to go and watch a movie called Django. Unchained. I think it's Unchained or is it Unleashed? It's Unchained. Is it Unchained? Django Unchained. Go and watch it and you'll weep for the mentality of a black person. Some of you watch movies, you don't do anything with it. I watch movies to learn. That was how I knew that Shawshank Redemption, one of the finest movies of all time, will teach you a lot about hope and perseverance. In fact, I recommend that everybody in IPOB should watch it. Shawshank Redemption, Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman. Watch it. And then find time. This is compulsory to watch Django Unchained. After watching it, if you see a stupid black man on the road, you will kill him. I'm telling you the truth. That movie taught me a lot. That is what the Fulanis are counting on. That is what, of course it is, because it's still very current and present. That is what the British have been counting on for years, to run everybody down. The lies and the deceit of the Fulani cabal. Tonight we unravel it, one after the other. One after the other. They're in Abuja, stealing and looting. They don't want you to find out that Jibril is from Sudan and that he's fake, that Buhari is dead. While some of us were busy lamenting about the cross-Atlantic slave trade, how many people from the north we are taking in slave ships to America? Let me ask you. Does any of you here know? Anybody from the north? How many Fulanis are slaves in America? How many? Britain wasn't satisfied with emptying our towns and our villages. When they were done, their hatred for us was so immense that they handed us over to the Fulani people to continue to the subjugation for eternity. They would prefer them to keep lording it over us, to keep running us down. If you're not happy as a graduate, find your way through the Mediterranean to Italy. Go and seek asylum somewhere. But if unfortunately you die of dehydration in the desert, or if perchance you drown in the Mediterranean, that is your fate. That is your luck. And that is your life. Don't we feel ashamed that people are dying on the way to Europe because of the misrule and mismanagement of the Fulani ruling elite? Are some of you not ashamed of yourselves? So you don't hear about people drowning in the Mediterranean? Of course! They are not your relatives. So it doesn't matter because you have no conscience. I say this all the time. People think it is very controversial. You must bear with me because we are going to reveal this rule this evening and unmask them one after the other. Do you know the reason why Africa is poor? Africa is poor because black people by nature are very wicked. I'm telling the truth. Because Tupac Kabiama looks into the hearts of men to see if there are some amongst them that because or for their sake he will spare or have mercy upon the larger population. In Africa, the answer is zero. Why do you think we are so wicked? Why do you think somebody will be earning 5 million naira every day? Or should I say every hour for some of them? And somebody is asking you for 30,000 naira in a month and you say no. you must be a very heartless, cruel, and evil person. Today, they are busy covering up the truth. And the truth is that Jibril is a Sudanese. Fulanese are in power. They can do whatever they like. Nobody can question them. There was one idiot, he says his name is Malam Daura. I'll get to him later, who gave an interview to some newspaper and said that people should do away with the constitution. Some of you may have read the piece, but you don't know the implications. I said this to them before, and at the risk of sounding controversial, they are Hausa Fulani people. They are like the countries you have in the Middle East. They don't understand the meaning of democracy or secular governance. They don't understand it. Not now. They can never be cracks. Never, ever, ever. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Again, this very background will present to you this very evening, a program of truth and liberation. My only regret is that a majority of my Yoruba brothers don't want to be free. They prefer to remain under Fulani bondage as long as they have access to proceeds of crude oil and monthly allocation from Abuja. As long as Lagos remains the only viable seaport, as long as Igbo businesses in Lagos, as long as Biafran workers all over the place continue to pay their taxes and develop Yoruba land, while Biafra land remains a wasteland, not worthy of development, things will continue the way they are. You know, sometimes it reminds me of what Malcolm X said. You have to be very careful introducing the truth to a black man who has never previously heard the truth about himself. Because a black brother is so brainwashed that he may reject the truth when he first hears it. You have to drop a little bit on him at a time and wait for a while to let that sink in before advancing to the next stage. And as you know, slaves will always kick against their freedom. They see their chains, as some say, as some kind of shiny accessory, shiny gold, some kind of something to be very proud of. It gives us a little bit of context this evening as to what we are about to do. I want Nigerians in general to bow their heads anytime they see any IPOB family member, because tonight we are the people serving them from their own ignorance. I am going to encapsulate in a very few sentences what transpired between Jibril Buhari, Femi Adesina, Nigerians, Biafrans, and very keen observers of the dark arts of politics in Africa. I am going to be very concise and methodical in my approach to enable those who may have a bit of comprehension issues to appreciate where we are going and how we are going to get there. In a very short and simple sentence, Jibril is from Sudan, the imposter answering to Buhari. He did not attend the Paris summit. Femi Adesina lied because he, like many of us, know that Buhari, the Buhari they claim they are sending to Paris, is a fake. They know President Trump will not want to see him, because they know that my broadcasts have woken up a lot of people all over the world. Intelligence agencies were waiting, so he could not afford to appear in public with world leaders. Instead, they chose to hide Jibril, because like I told you in July of 2017, that thing in Aso Rock is an imposter from Sudan. He is not a Nigerian. He is not from West Africa. He is not Fulani, Hausa, or Yoruba Muslim. He is an outsider. He is not even registered to vote, but some of you are planning to go and vote for him next year. His name is not on any register, but you want to go and vote for him next year. That shows how stupid some of you are. Unbelievably stupid. No wonder Black Africa is very poor and backwards. Useless to the core, you cannot reason very well. Why did Femi Adesina lie that Jibril was going to Paris when they know very well that he could not possibly? There is no way he would have shown his face in the public, because Britain is protecting the fraudulent, corrupt zoo called Nigeria. I am in the Holy Land of Israel. I shall convincingly establish beyond a reasonable doubt that the Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari, Jubril, I will call him, was nowhere to be found at the just concluded World War Commemoration Summit in Paris. It's called the Armistice Day. Armistice Day, not a peace conference. It was the commemoration of Armistice Day. The reason why they said he was going for a peace forum is because they want to divert your mind and your attention away from the festivities at Arc de Triomphe. Because you will go and be looking. If you watch on the television, you will see Armistice Day commemoration. You will not see peace summit. Understand? They called it a peace summit because they know that peace summit will take place inside the building. Had they said commemoration, people will know that when you want to commemorate people, is it not done outside? Outside is commemoration. So they never said Armistice Day, end of World War One commemoration. They said peace forum. Now you understand. That was why Femi Adesina started releasing photoshopped pictures of Jubril when President Macron was outside still speaking at the base of the Arc de Triomphe, an outside open air event. They were busy photoshopping pictures of Buhari's Commonwealth gathering in London in April, as reported by a Hausa website. Understand this very clearly. They used the same dress that Jubril wore in April to Commonwealth Summit in London. They used the pictures to start photoshopping themselves into a gathering they were not a part of. The main event was taking place outside. Did you see how Chukwuebem was expressing them? So Femi Adesina thought we are all very stupid. We were watching CNN, watching Al Jazeera, watching everything happen live on the television. And we saw pictures flooding in, saying President Buhari addressing world leaders at the peace forum. There was no Jubril on the television. There was no peace forum going on inside. Then we knew, as usual, as I told you, that they are lying. And some of you bought it. Because anyway, the education system in this is not working. It has collapsed. So when you're being lied to, there is no way you can know. Only when you come to Radio Biafra, the best university in the world, by none. And by the way, I gave a lecture at Tel Aviv University just a few days ago. And many more will come. Many more will come. There was no Jubril or the alter ego of Buhari, that very unrepentant criminal. We must remember that this very Jubril had on Friday the 9th followed the deadline very well, or so it is the deadline, on the 9th, Abalitogolu, 9th of November 2018, they said he was jetting out of the country. Femi Adesina announced it, that your president, Kendisu, is jetting out of the country to travel to Paris for a summit. Is that what he said? I think that's what Adesina said. There's nothing wrong with that. Some of you will say, I said, okay, no problem. But I knew, and I told you last week, he will not attend because the world is waiting to expose him. And let me tell you why the world hasn't risen up. Do you know why? They say if you expose Jubril, if we come now and say to Nigerians that this man is an imposter, there will be civil unrest and uprising. And there will be too much chaos and people will die. And that they don't have the soldiers to bring down to the zoo as peacekeepers. That is what's stopping them. That was why Trump said, I don't want to see him again. All you people in Africa, behaving and thinking like animals, go and deal with your problem because you're all fools. If you cannot see that this man is lifeless, I can and I will say it. Now, are you following me? Is this sinking in? Yes, sir. My goodness me. We must recall and not fail to understand that on Friday the 9th, Femi Adesina told us that he was traveling to France to attend the global summit which had in attendance over 60 world leaders. My goodness me. Nigerians were watching as they claimed this fake Sudanese man was boarding the aircraft. They said he was on his way to Paris. He waved at some of you. But surprise, surprise, nobody saw him land in Paris. Did anybody see him land? I know you'll be asking me, has it ever happened before? Have they shown him before landing anywhere? Oh, for goodness sake. He attended the United Nations, the real Buhari, before he died. Visited United Nations. He attended the General Assembly in 2016. And he landed. People were asking him, but where is Aisha? Because, of course, we know that Aisha was caught up in a bribery scandal with Halliburton. Some of you do not know, but we know. Aisha Buhari was caught up in a scandal. Halliburton bribery scandal. If she were to go to the United States of America, she will be arrested. Everybody knows that. They paid the Sahara reporters. Sharia reporters, I call them. If you can remember, some of you can remember 2016. With fake pictures of Aisha Buhari landing somewhere in Djibouti. Or is it in Mogadishu? They claim it's the USA. I tell them, rubbish. I've been to New York many times. This is not JFK in New York. She didn't go there. Even those that claim they want to run for the presidency. You know Sahara Reporter's owner? Shawari, whatever they call him. That liar and cheat. He was the one publishing fake photos of Aisha Buhari, claiming it is New York, when it is not, because Aisha Buhari, till this very evening in the zoo called Nigeria, she cannot travel to the U.S. She'll be arrested. She was involved in a fraud. Halliburton bribery scandal. Some of you should do some research, please. Maybe you should be charging them money to be listening to this lecture. And if Nukwego. My goodness me. We must proceed. So Buhari in the past had a televised landing. There was another televised landing in Germany. If some of you can recall, all this is on YouTube. The real Buhari went to Germany. Reminds me of a story that my friend told me, that the father of his friend traveled to Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, and upon arriving and disembarking from the aircraft, the old man went into the terminal building and saw white people, and he said, "In the Mosia Kenemun," he thought he was looking at angels from heaven. The same thing happened to Buhari, the real Buhari, before he died. Ask Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor. Go and check it up in YouTube. Buhari left the aircraft, saw a very finely arrayed military parade, a reception for him. Even the German soldiers, well-drilled and disciplined. If you see them, you become frightened. I don't blame him. And he didn't want to come down. Angela Merkel asked him, go ask him to come down. There is no problem, that he's safe. He thought it was an military coup in Germany. They told him there's no coup here in Germany. This is just an ordinary red carpet reception for you. Because we have interest in the zoo. So we have to... diplomatic Nazis dictates that we must be very friendly. And extend to you the very finest courtesy that the Germans could afford. He came down from the aircraft and inspected the guard, but he could not hold it. As he got to the end, he turned around and he bowed in front of the soldiers. So Buhari have had many, many televised landings abroad, but there was none in Paris, because it is not Buhari. The real Buhari is dead. He bowed to the soldiers in total and unimaginable submission, as they do it in the north. This time around in Paris, there was no footage to show. The global event was televised live and released by various international media platforms. Everybody saw it. But none of the videos from Al Jazeera to CNN to everybody, not even their useless NTA, was able to capture or to show Jibril speaking at the summit. All we saw were doctored pictures being churned out by Femi Adesina, the assistant media and publicity aide to the president. I don't know where Femi Adesina did his NYSC. Maybe at Oluwole International School of Forgery and Fraud. You know, Oluwole is in Lagos, near Tinubu Square, where they forged, maybe that where they did Bukhari certificate as well, who knows. Femi Adesina has become an accessory to forgery and to fraud. And they say he's a pastor in a church. He's a pastor in a church. And some of you go to that church because you're ignorant and because you're foolish. If you're sensible, any church attended by Osinbajo and Femi Adesina, no right thinking person should go there to worship. Because they are evil. I'm telling you the truth. Not that they're not good people. I'm sure Yemi Osinbajo is a nice man. But he's a liar. For covering a lie and a fraud, he's a liar. And now they're chasing him for fraud. He's a pastor. And they're chasing him for fraud. Can you believe that? Femi Adesina is at the heart of this forgery. I'm sure he's reporting to Abba Kyari. They said that Buhari was identifiably present at the summit and even went ahead to release outdated fake pictures. Now tell me, why will they release fake pictures if Buhari was there as they claimed? Why no video? Only fake pictures. Only fake pictures. The man all of you ignorantly call Buhari, which I told you as far back as July. I told you in July of 2017 that Buhari was dead. That the man you're looking at is Jibril. And that he could not participate in the event primarily due to his refusal to adopt the press code, the dress code rather. You know, everyone was on suit now. Perhaps with the exception, it is the Moroccan king had a trench coat over whatever he was wearing underneath. We obtained information that several world intelligence agencies, including the US, were preparing to make sure that Jibril was disgraced. That the impostor was disgraced. It was really the plan of Aminu Jibril al-Sudani and the cabal to have him attend the summit, which crashed in their faces as he could not summon enough courage. He got to Paris, he started shaking. He told him, I cannot do this. They asked him to go. He said he cannot go anywhere. He ran away. He didn't attend anything. Even Vanguard, I respect, Vanguard newspaper, as I'm saying this, please, IPO will be releasing all the pictures. The one where a whole Vanguard newspaper published a fake picture saying it is Buhari going to address people, only showing his back. Unbelievable. Sometimes you love them, sometimes you hate them. But journalists should do the right thing. It was your fellow journalist that set a world record. It was Woodward of Washington Post that made sure that Nixon was impeached, and rightfully so, for lying to the American people. Why can't journalists forget 5,000 in a brown envelope and write the truth and have their name written in gold forever and ever? As Dele Giwa did. As Dele Giwa did. They had him attend the summit, but he chickened out. He could not do it. He was frightened. He was scared. He ran away. They took him in front of other people. They said they were French. They said Nigerian, French, whatever. They're having a meeting, a town hall meeting, that nobody was allowed to bring in his or her phone into. They said Jibril went to an attentive conference. In that very conference, nobody was allowed to photograph him. Nobody was allowed to ask him any questions. Some of the people that are attended said, no, this man we are looking at is not Buhari. They felt disappointed and they left. And do you know the worst part of it all? The man they claim is Buhari, which is actually Jibril, could not recognize those that came with him. Even his own minister for diaspora affairs, he couldn't recognize her. That's how terrible things are in the zoo. Before the commencement of this bizarre event, those people that came, they were searched thoroughly. So the question that we're asking this very evening is this. Who is presiding over the leadership of Nigeria in Aso Rock? Why can't Nigerians demand to know where Jibril attended his own summit? Where is the video of the summit he went to? It's a world summit with world leaders in attendance. There is video everywhere. I want somebody to go and bring one single video and show us where Jibril was in Paris, or Buhari, if you choose to call him that. Because Buhari is dead. The person they brought to replace him was scared and frightened. He couldn't go out to meet world leaders. That is why there are no pictures of Buhari shaking the hands of any of the world leaders. We saw the one for George Weah. We saw it. We saw, is it Kagame? What's he called? Paul Kagame of Rwanda? We saw other people. Where they met world leaders. Please, Jibril, Femi Adesina, Abba Kyari, Awusa Frani Kabal, show us the one single picture of Buhari you claim went to Paris shaking the hand of one other world leader. Please show us. There's none. Maybe they're forging it tonight. Tomorrow, Femi Adesina will tweet it and pay some journalists to be writing junk. And they will accept money and be writing rubbish. But the reward is in hell, I assure them. Why is it that Nigerians tonight cannot demand the immediate arrest and questioning of Femi Adesina for engineering the fraud and deceit through social media? But again, what do we expect from a very hopeless, damnable zoological republic called Nigeria, where even their youth, so-called youths, are more brain dead than the late Buhari himself? Brain dead! There is nothing in their brain. I have a second assignment before I proceed. Do you know what the assignment is? No. I want people, as I am giving this assignment also to Awusa Fulani people, Awusa Fulani Cabal, I am giving them a very simple assignment. It's so easy, it's so clear. I want anybody, including Nigerian journalists, please, go and get a video of the old Buhari, the dead one, with Bukola Saraki in 2015 and in 2016. Very simple assignment. Picture videos, just name it. And then you go and get a picture of Bukola Saraki with Jibril in 2017, late 2017 and 2018. You will see very clearly that whereas the old Buhari that is dead is almost the same height with Saraki, or is slightly taller than Saraki, all of a sudden Saraki is now a giant in front of Jibril. It's a very simple. Are people that stupid? I will get to what that Malam Daura said later. He said as you get older, certain features will change. They think I'm a fool. I'm coming to him later. Kamboy Abo. Is it difficult to do? Is it difficult to find a picture in 2015, 2016? Is it hard to do? These are simple things anybody can do. Go and get the picture of Bukola Saraki, the Senate President, with Buhari. Both of them were in APC campaigning through late 2014 and early 2015. Up until 2016, they took many, many pictures together. Please, as I'm saying this, I want the very exceptionally formidable IPOB admin, the best journalist in the world, to begin to circulate those pictures that those who are even blind can see. Because it has gone to that point that the blind must see. Go and show your grandma in the village, show your grandpa, show your uncle, show your aunt a picture of the real Buhari with Bukola Saraki in 2015, 2016. Look at Saraki now. In late 2018 with Jibril. Then you will understand what we're talking about. These are the very subtle mind games that the fraudulent APC government and their friends in the media are playing on us. They claim that it is a PDP plot to discredit Buhari. It is one idiot that went and swallowed dictionary was writing rubbish. It says his name is Dr. Sijo, whatever the idiot is. It is a fake news. Conspiracy theory. Oh my goodness. How's it not conspiracy theory, Beacon? Conspiracy theory in the grad school. And he, in his house now, maybe the gen has gone off because there's no petrol. Conspiracy theory indeed. It is the very simple truth. Anybody thinking that the unmasking of Jibril is a conspiracy theory is a complete idiot and a fool. I was the very first person to raise the alarm about Jibril because I knew that Buhari was dead. I knew the day he was flown to Saudi Arabia. I asked those in government, Nigeria, they said they have journalists, isn't it? In Nigeria. Can any journalist in Nigeria please ask Asorok to give you the presidential log? You know that presidential jet that Buhari took to London for treatment. You know when all of you were complaining, how can we be paying thousands of pounds on parking fees? Remember that? Good. Now go back and ask them, when did that plane depart Luton Airport? And where did it go to? Very simple, isn't it? That is what I expect Punch newspaper to do. That is what I expect these days. Sun newspaper, Vanguard, send the people who can actually investigate. But they will go there, they'll give them brown envelope, and they'll come back and write rubbish. Because a black man doesn't have conscience. Do you know the reason why? Maybe, I don't know. I know that you were in Germany a while back and still there. Do you know why? I don't know other people who have experienced it. Do you know that white people see blacks as liars?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know that? Ask anybody who lives abroad. They will tell you. You've not had any contact with this person. They see you and say, you are a liar. Why? It's because of what our journalists are doing. How can any right-thinking person, a journalist, accept money to suppress the truth? It's just like a doctor accepting money instead of conducting a surgery, successful surgery on you, he would decide to slice your throat. That's the meaning of it. You see, journalists, teachers, doctors, very, very important in any society. Journalists, they hold the conscience of the entire people on the tip of their pen. They are supposed to reflect the truth. It's not true. It's a conspiracy theory. But I'm asking you, as a newspaper editor, why can't you get one of your journalists? Give them money. Ask them to investigate this very matter for you. Ask them a simple question. The presidential jet that took Buhari to London, when did it leave, depart from London, and where did it go to? Very simple. But they won't do it. Instead, no, do you know why? All they want is for you to vote next year. So you can renew your slavery certificate for another 4 years because they think we are all fools. And frankly speaking, we are. Do you see why I call Nigeria a zoo? Because the people do not reason. 1 + 1 = 2. Nothing else. We must proceed. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, We welcome you to this very live edition, the unmasking of the fake Nigerian president, Jibril Aminu Al-Sudani, who is right now domiciled in Abuja or where else they may have placed him. When this fraud was introduced to the ever gullible and brainless Nigerian public, I told them immediately, and it was widely reported, so that the idea that I'm saying it now, to maybe spite one person or the other, is pure fallacy. I'm in Israel today because I was the very first person to reveal that Jubil is an imposter, that Buhari is dead. They came to my house to kill me. Everyone knows that. The videos are there. The unmasking of Jubil is an IPOB effort. And we must expose the evil in the zoo to the eternal shame of Nigerians that have no shame. You know, Nigerians have no shame. There is no shame whatsoever. And they want to be regarded as human beings when they have steadfastly refused to reason properly. For how many years now? Since last year. You've been calling a Sudanese man a foreigner, His Excellency. Do you know that? Even Jabas Okore, they said, went there today. You are calling a Sudanese man you did not vote for, Your Excellency, His Excellency. Hey, Chineke Merendi Ebere. Unbelievable. There are only three of us that ever mentioned Jibril as a matter, myself, my good friend, Fanny Kayode, and my dear brother, Sari Dokubo. They are the only people. Nobody else ever mentioned this very issue until I came back on air a few months ago to begin to address it. They are being dishonest, trying to politicize this very effort, but we are not going to be deterred from exposing the zoo to the whole world. By the end of this process, the whole world will know that Nigerians are the most stupid people on the face of the earth, without any doubt, because they do not reason. Anyway, that's why they don't have any electricity, no good roads, nothing is working, but they have been moving all over the place, taking selfies. I understand that it is in the interest of the Yoruba people to work against Biafra, because of our location, we all understand that. But now is the time to do the right thing, and that right thing is to publish the truth surrounding Jibril. Ask yourself this question: why did the presidency decide to lie over something as minor as a summit attendance? Ask yourself that. They didn't have to go to the summit. Why are they lying about something as minor as a summit? They ended up digging themselves even into a bigger hole. To understand the mess that the zoo is in and what they are trying to hide. The problem is not that they lied. Ask yourself, what are they trying to hide? You must interrogate the lies. Very important. When we say that the zoo, Nigeria, is full of wild animals, they think that we are joking. Now you can see how useless the zoo is and the handlers of Jibril are. Can you see the level of lies and deceit being orchestrated by Femi Adesina? On November the 10th, I hope people are taking down all the evidence that we're giving them. On November the 10th at about 6:32 a.m., Femi Adesina posted on Facebook, President Buhari arrives France ahead of the Paris Peace Forum. But it was not a peace forum. It was Armistice Day commemoration. The end of the First World War. In his Facebook, he posted, a president arrives with ambassador of Nigeria to France. Yes, that's what they said. This was how the deception started. This was how they started to lie that Buhari was attending a peace forum in Paris, instead of telling ignorant Nigerians that the real event was Armistice Day commemoration. By saying Paris Peace Forum, they were hoping to divert your attention away from the celebrations in front of the Arc de Triomphe. where they knew in advance that Jubril Buhari was neither invited nor able to expose himself to Donald Trump and other world leaders. My friends in the media in Yoruba land may want to know why Asoro Cabal went to this length to protect Jubril, using the Paris event as an excuse to smuggle him out of the zoo, Nigeria, for further plastic surgery to his ear, teeth and hands. It is because they were afraid of what I would say if Jubril were to be holed up in Asoro while other African leaders attended the event, because George Weah was there. And as I said, Paul Kagame was there as well. Everybody that goes to this very news story published by one of Polycap, this is the evidence I'm giving you. On November the 11th, 2018, at 2:55 p.m., this is the headline from Vanguard. Buhari, Macron, Putin, Trump, mark end of World War I. Vanguard newspaper. I repeat, Vanguard said, Buhari, Macron, Putin, Trump, mark end of World War I. Did anybody see Buhari with Macron? Did anybody see Buhari with Putin? Did anybody see Buhari with Trump? Hell, Onyewem, why are these people lying this way? If they said he went to Paris to see any of these people, can they show us a photograph of Buhari and Macron together? Of Buhari, their own Buhari, but our own Jubril and Putin together. Show us a picture of Buhari and Trump together. Because it's a lie. So even the highly respected Vanguard have joined the band of liars, trying to protect the oppressor. Can you imagine a journalist helping a failing, lying government to deceive their readers? I don't know why people are not, you know, enraged by this. How can a newspaper be helping a dictatorial, despotic government, incompetent to the core, to deceive their readers? Ever since I stated in my Faruku home that Buhari died and was laid to rest in Saudi Arabia, the government of Nigeria, with the help of their friends in the media, some of them, not all of them, they have demonized me. Channels Television, Punch TVC, Nation Tribune. They have been doing their best. Nigeria have been doing their best to kill me. And what Channels TV and the rest are doing is to help them to cover it up. They came to my house to kill me. They killed 28 of my men, killed my cousin, and killed my dog. They said it was a clash. Alleged. They saw dead bodies on the ground. Journalists in Nigeria said alleged. Alleged. Do you see why I don't want to be in Nigeria? I cannot dwell nor stay in the same country with liars, congenital liars and deceivers. These are journalists. If a journalist or a judge cannot speak the truth, then what is the hope? What is left for the masses? Where is the hope going to come from? Journalists, some of them are celebrating. They want me dead. But unfortunately, I'm in Israel. And unkillable. You can't. They don't like the fact that I am the person raising these very issues, because they have been very heavily bribed to ridicule and disparage me and to kill the story. Maybe tomorrow you will not hear about this in any of the papers. They will go and collect money and kill the news. They will tell you, go and get your PVC. And now I said, but who is the man in Asoro? It's conspiracy theory. Remove your cap. He will not remove his cap. Show us your ear. He will not show us his left ear. Show us your hand. Is that the hand of somebody who is 76? The answer is no. How come you became shorter than Saraki? No, it's a miracle. Nobody knows. How come Aisha is your wife, so you claim, but doesn't come near you, doesn't live in Asorok, and nothing to do with you, and you don't know? Maybe it's a Sharia code. I don't know what it is. How come when your son came back, you stood 7 miles away and you were shaking his hand as if he's a visitor from Chad? How come? Nobody can see that. So you're telling me I had an accident, my life was nearly taken away, I come back to my father, and my father will be shaking me from 2 miles away. Is that how fathers behave? Huh? I don't believe this. But they see, maybe there must be something either that Nigerians eat or something they drink that makes them so stupid. I don't know what it is. So, do you have any idea? Maybe it's years of malaria and typhoid. After many years, every 2 months you suffer from malaria and typhoid. After a while, it scatters your brain. You can't think properly anymore. Or maybe Lassa fever. You can't, or maybe hardship. Hey, hardship. They can't reason very well. They can't think very well. We must proceed, because this is Radio Biafra, the truth must be told. Some of you getting it here, are you accepting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
On Abakwa? I'm Igbo. You must forgive me. I have to speak the language of the ancients once in a while. You have to forgive me. You know, here we are exceptionally unconventional. We do things differently. Not like how others do it. We have no need to copy anybody. What we are doing works. And we shall continue to do it. I don't blame some of them suffering from Stockholm syndrome, because sometimes when you're a victim of kidnap, you may grow to love your kidnappers. Nigerians have grown to love the criminals and the murderers that govern them. But my happiness is this. Yoruba people know that Femi Adesina is lying. He was a former journalist, I was told. But they prefer to play along with the lies of Kwasi. How do you expect Yoruba papers to publish, to investigate Femi Adesina? He's one of their own. They are not Igbo people. If you're a Igbo man, he'll be the first one to report you. To say arrest him, he's lying. But these are Yorubas. You don't expect a Yoruba journalist to call for the arrest of one of their own. It's not possible. Maybe, I think tomorrow is Sunday, yes? Tomorrow he will go and preside in a church somewhere and you go and give your tithe as well. But he's a liar. And thou shalt not lie. They won't remember that. How I miss Delegiwa. He's a true journalist and a very brave man. A very brave man. If the cabal had known how Babangida killed Delegiwa, I'm sure some of you know he killed Delegiwa. Maybe they would have sent me a letter bomb, a parcel, with bomb in it, rather than sending a whole battalion of soldiers to come and kill me. If they had known. This was the truth that Delegiwa was speaking, and Delegiwa was killed. Nobody asked any questions. Nobody was held responsible. The person that killed Delegiwa, Babangida, Ibrahim Babangida, is an oracle. They consult him. Oh, I've been endorsed by Babangida. But Babangida is a murderer. He killed a journalist. He should be in jail. But they will tell you that he's a don, he's a godfather. We are very, very stupid indeed. I thank all the fearless warriors who are fighting to keep the truth alive. And the most stupid thing of all is that this Sudanese man, next year, I think it's February 16th, 2019th, for their presidential elections in the zoo, this criminal and fraud will answer President Muhammadu Buhari on the ballot box, and you go and vote for him. Do you see how foolish you are? If you say that what I'm saying is not correct, it's very simple. Ask him to remove his... After all, the dead Buhari took a photo with his suit. Let him go and take photo with his suit. He traveled to Paris where the dress code was suit, formal wear. That was an opportunity for him to wear a pair of suits. So we can see his head and see if it is the same as Buhari's head. But they will never do it. And you will never see him. He doesn't do walkabout. He doesn't go to see people. He doesn't visit schools. He doesn't visit hospitals. Nothing. Just in Asorok. And you don't think there is something wrong? If you have a child in your house, maybe your son in your house, maybe who is a carpenter, he's used to going out and doing some work, and every day he's in his room. You say to him, can I come in? You say, no, don't come in. A week, two, three, four, five. Won't you think there's something wrong? How can you have a president that doesn't go anywhere? Only when they surround him with people, nobody gets close to him. No live press interview. None. Even these days, there is no close-up camera shot. They always take pictures of him from meters away. So you cannot make out the facial features anymore. We are coming. As long as I hope it is not too long, what we are doing tonight. I want people to assimilate what we're doing. Hope it's not too long. Goodness me. The whole world was waiting for this so-called Buhari, who is Jibril in actual fact, at the summit, and he failed to appear. Now, the question for Femi Adesina is this. Which part of France did Buhari, Jibril arrive at? Where did he go to? Why was he missing at the gathering? The answer to that question will tell you all you need to know. On November the 11th, be following what I'm saying. On November the 11th, at 7:38 p.m. in the evening, the same Femi Adesina posted, President Buhari, the first one was on the 9th, this one is on the 11th. President Buhari delivers his address at the opening ceremony of Paris Peace Forum at the Grand Hall de la Villette. I don't speak French. Yeah, I think it's a hotel somewhere or a venue somewhere in Paris. On the 11th of November 2018, he released some photos. No video. Now ask yourself, why is it that a grand event of this nature, that every major news network, every country came with their network news channel, why didn't NTA go? NTA is beholden to, you know, they support anything. Even if Burata were to take over tomorrow in a military coup, NTA will support him. Why didn't they take their lapdog, NTA, to at least steal the footage from other people to show? They didn't, because Jibril was not there. Buhari was not there. Now, you are in the Grand Hotel. In the Grand Hotel, they said, delivering a speech. But that was the same picture, the same dress, the same pin-up. You know that thing they call pin-up that you put on? The same pin-up that Jibril had in April when he went for Commonwealth Conference, as reported by a Hausa news website. The same thing. So how come he wore the same thing again to this one? And every other person... Now, I hope this is sinking in. Yes. I'm on this COG. I don't want... You know, some of them can't listen properly. Now listen, go and look at what they were wearing. Look at what they were wearing and want the pictures to flood the social media. Look at the blue, is it Dantigua, but I don't know what it's called, that Zik kaftan that Jibril was wearing in April of this year. Commonwealth Conference in England. Go and look at the pin-up, the lapel pin-up of the other people. The one on Macron, the one on, is it Guterres, the UN Secretary General? They are not the same. So are you telling me that as Jibril was coming, he brought his own pin-up with him? Is that what you're saying? No. Convince me. So he brought his own pin-up with him. Go and look at I'm not talking about any other photo. Go to the one that Femi Adesina posted. Look at you know what is pin-up? Pin up, that thing they put you and take money from you. Or Harvest in those days when we were very little. They put it there, on your chest. Are you telling me it is the same? So it is now Commonwealth meeting they are doing in Paris. It's now Commonwealth meeting. He photoshopped the pictures. Photoshop means when you want to deceive and lie to people with a picture that you have tampered with. For some of our mothers who are in the villages listening this evening, we watched the video of the summit. There was no sign of Jubril, no sign of Buhari. Talk more of addressing the audience. So my question for further additional is this. Which audience did Jubril address? Which audience did your Buhari address? Where is the clip of the speech? It is an important occasion. The end of the First World War. 100 years armistice. Where is the video clip of Buhari delivering a speech in Paris? There is none. Because Buhari is dead. The impostor cannot deliver a speech in front of Trump. Because Trump will give the order for him to be arrested. He can't. I hope now he's sinking in. Nigerians, you are not beginning to understand it, yes? I mean well for all of you. I want you to stop reasoning like animals and reason like human beings. That's why I'm doing this. I love you more than you love yourself. We watched and watched and watched. There was nothing. They must know the audience he was addressing. Again, on November the 14th, he posted, he has returned to Abuja after his official visit to Paris. Nobody saw him arrive. Nobody saw him arrive. At what time did he arrive? Which media house covered it? He went to an event that attracted all the major world leaders. How come he stayed 5 days in Paris without meeting any French official since he was on an official visit? Isn't it? He was in France on official visit, yes? How come he spent 5 days in France? Can anybody answer that question? Now, I don't know how some of us reason, but let's put it this way. We are doing this expose so you can understand that they are lying and they're deceiving you. Buhari, who we know to be Jubril, did not attend any event in Paris. Femi Adesina is deceiving all of you. Nigerians must ask Femi Adesina questions. And if he cannot provide answers, he should be arrested, tried, and sent to jail. Because he's a criminal. The big question tonight is this. Why would the handlers of Jubril and the ruling Fulani cabal, who are in essence the controllers of political and economic powers in Nigeria, be determined to lie that Jubril attended Paris Armistice Day commemoration when he never did? Why did they lie to you? Not to me, because I know. Not to IPOB, because we know. I told all of you that he will not attend. Because he is an impostor, he is fake, and he'll be shunned by world leaders. And it has happened. I want people to post these pictures, please. There is a picture of Macron with Angela Merkel and Jubril in one. One of the media sites carried it because they too were bamboozled into carrying lies. They realized their folly and they said Buhari was not in Paris. Now, if Buhari is not in Paris, where did he go to? Why would they lie to you? That means that Buhari is dead. It is Jubril that they are parading. This online website retracted and said, we are sorry, we apologize to our readers, we deceived you. Buhari was not in Paris. Do you know why he's not in Paris? Go and look at the photos supplied by Femi Adesina. Look at the podium. You know what is a podium? Yes, sir. Oh, for some of you that go to Pentecostal churches, you know that thing that the pastor puts his Bible on. Podium. With a microphone. Go and look at the podium that Femi Adesina claimed Buhari Jubril addressed world leaders. Go and look at the podium of Macron, Merkel, and all the other world leaders. They are not the same. So as they were leaving Abuja, they carried their own podium with them. Did you carry your own podium with you on your way to Paris? Because they are liars. The Armistice Day main events was graced. World leaders attended. Nigerian leaders were not there. The so-called Nigerian leader, Jubril Aminuel Sudani, was not present at the Arc de Triomphe celebration. His name was not on the official list of dignitaries, published and sent to the press. This man, fraud, calling himself Buhari, informed all of you Nigerians that he's going to France to attend this very event. But he never went. He never showed up. Now, my question is this. Why all the carefully packaged lies? Why is it that Yoruba media are helping the cabal to cover the truth from the people? Why? These are journalists. Why are you doing this? You are a journalist. Your professional code of ethics compels you to publish the truth, even if it leads to your death. That's what you chose. It's like a soldier. You can't even publish it. There is a picture. I'm sure some of you have seen it. It's called A and B. Somebody wrote A and B. I want to circulate that very picture this very evening or night or morning or afternoon, regardless of where you are. Ask anybody near you, is this President Buhari? These people you are seeing here, are they the same person? Remember the picture in the mosque when Bukola Saraki was looking at Jubril? Remember that the same thing that the Emir of Kano knows. Go and ask your Emir, is this Sanusi? Go and ask him, why were you looking at that person that claims he's Buhari in the mosque the way you were doing? Because there's something that said, oh my goodness, this man used to be taller than me before, but now I'm taller than him. What's he doing in the mosque? The pictures are there for the whole world to see, only if you're blind. What is it that the Yoruba media practitioners have to gain by covering up such evil? Do you see why journalism in Nigeria sometimes is a very huge joke? Why will they be covering up when somebody is an imposition, an unelected Sudanese alien, Jubril? Why would Yoruba media practitioners foist this man on the people? This is worse than a military coup. It is worse than a military coup. And it constitutes the worst perversion of democracy. Because democracy is voting for somebody you trust, you believe in. But this man is from Sudan. APC doesn't know him. PDP don't know him either. So how come he's there? Because four or five people led by Abba Kyari said he must be there. And we are Fulani. We own the army. We own the judiciary. We own everything. We are in every department, every security. We control it. You can't do anything to us. If we like, we can bring one of our Nama to come and be president. You can't do anything about it. And the Yoruba journalist will gladly write, oh yes, yes, yes. I don't think that is a cattle. I don't think it's a cow. I think it's a human being. If you bring a cow, Nama, if you bring a cow now into Asorok, you see punches, they will write, oh, I think it's a human being. Stop fronting trouble. Stop peddling lies. You're not saying here, Wifi. Cow, Nama. They will say no. He's a human being. And these are journalists. What a bunch of liars and deceivers. It is worse than a military coup. The greatest crime of all. Abba Kyari should be hanged in public, I tell you. It is the worst crime imaginable, because what the Fulani cabal has done with the help of the Yoruba media is to regard every Nigerian as a fool. All of you are fools, because you can't see. Unobudi see. Cannot see. You cannot see. They are pretensions. They keep pretending. They keep pretending. One Nigeria. This is our country. They are all liars. They don't love you. They don't believe in one Nigeria. They're all interested in the money and control over people. Their pretensions and fake sense of patriotism, I will prove to you, is a sham. I will prove to you that most Nigerian journalists are for hire and will protect Lucifer Ekwensu. If you pay them right, if Lucifer were to come from hell, Ekwensu to if the devil were to come today and march into Asorok and they say this is Buhari, believe you me, a section of the Nigerian media will say yes, it is him. Even with the horn and the tail at the back. They say this is our Mr. President. As long as you give them money. As long as you give them money. The media in Nigeria is populated by cowards. Their only concern is how much they will make from the powers that be in exchange for killing a story or refusing to investigate a scandal such as the impression of Jibril on a hapless population. Why won't you investigate it? As a journalist, why can't you ask a simple question? How come Bukola Saraki in a space of 2 years is taller than Buhari? How is that possible? When people are supposed to stop growing at the age of 26, is that correct? Or 25? How come? Is it not common sense? Is it not common sense, I ask you? This OG Black. Go and look at any of the... Let us assume that the dead Buhari made a miraculous recovery. But I'm asking, did his gap teeth also close? Did his gap teeth also close, I ask? I'm sure all of you know that the dead Buhari had gap teeth, isn't it? But the new shiny bobo, hey, Jibril Emmar, very shining, shining. Look at his hands, like somebody rubbing baby oil, Johnson & Johnson. Look at how smooth they are. For somebody who is meant to be, is he 76 or is it 77 or 78? I don't know. Abba Kyari and his gang of criminals have been allowed to get away with this very heavy crime because Yoruba newspapers have refused to investigate and publish the truth. This shameless cabal led by Abba Kyari instructed their houseboy, Femi Adesina, to deceive you gullible, useless Nigerians yet again with photoshopped pictures and fake photos of the Sudanese imposter, president of the zoo, who never attended any summit, never attended any world gathering in Paris. But all of you have been fooled, jumping from pillar to post. You don't know what to do because you're Nigerians. Stupidity is your second nature. Why would a young and seemingly educated Yoruba man like Femi Adesina allow a bunch of delinquent, power-drunk, felony men to use him in such manner? Why would he allow it? It is completely beyond me, I tell you. Completely beyond me. I guess it's because every Nigerian is a born criminal and will lie, deceive, and kill for money. There is nothing they cannot do for money. Ndoshi. I thank Elohim, Chikwoke Kambe Amadarame Biafran. I thank Elohim. I am a Biafran. Nigeria is a curse. Because of money relevance and dubious personality. Femi Adesina, a tormented soul. I feel sorry for him. Maybe I'll pray for him for deliverance. He decided to work for the devil. I am beginning to believe that it was Femi Adesina that forged the NYAC certificate for Kemi Adeosun and photoshopped also the ridiculous NYAC photo. I'm telling you the truth. I'm beginning to believe that. I'm beginning to believe it. I only have one happiness tonight, is that no politician or public officer in Biafra land has ever been accused of certificate forgery. Is that true? I think I'm right, isn't it? Has any Biafran politician been accused of certificate forgery? You know, because I know some of them are horrible, but there's a limit they cannot cross. At least I can hold my head up and say, there is no Biafran Southeast, South, excluding Edo, but with the exception of Ebanke, I must make it very clear. Edo is not Biafra. Edo State is not Biafra. But we have our people there, Ibuakre, and we'll take them with us. None has ever been accused of certificate forgery. I commend them for that. They are useless, that is true. But at least they have a semblance of conscience, I must say. Since some of these people love lying and forging certificates. Perhaps Yoruba and Hausa should be in the same country. What I'm saying may sound controversial, but it is true. Since they love forging certificates and lying, maybe they should Arewa and Oduduwa should merge as one Nigerian country and leave us alone. Because they love to forge, to lie, to deceive, and to cheat. I am a Biafran. I don't tolerate evil. People that know me, I don't take nonsense. I can't take rubbish from me. I cannot. I don't take rubbish from people. They are certificate forgers. Arewa North and Yoruba should be in the same country. Let them forge themselves to death. We cannot stay in a country with people that have no shame about forging certificates and lying at will. The whole world is laughing at all of us. Everybody's once you're from that British damnation, all our children are laughing at us. Right now they're laughing at us. They're saying, look at this bunch of idiots. So you don't know this man is from Sudan. So you don't know. Speak Fufu, that he will not speak. Remove your cap, he will not remove. Address the press now. Answer questions about what is happening in the zoo, he will not answer. Hey, what type of president is this? Can the president we hang Kabiko can nudge? Are you people that blind? My goodness me. Femi Adesina is a staff of a government, but he specializes in forgery and falsification of documents. Such a person should be locked up in prison for forgery and perjury. He is a lying cheat, a deceiver without conscience. Every nation on this earth, on top of this very earth, every nation, they televise the speech of their president in Paris. Ask yourselves, YNTA, channels, the APC television station, channels TV, why they never carried Jibril's speech? Why did they not carry? Can somebody ask them, please? Call channels tonight and call NTA. Ask them, why did you not cover Buhari's speech? Because he was not in Paris. If he was not in Paris, that means they are lying. And if they are lying, it means they are hiding something. Now ask yourself, what is that thing they are hiding? What is that person? Who is that person they don't want world leaders to meet? Who is that person? Why would a president of a country claim he's traveling to a summit and then not see anybody? And he's not sick? There was no report of him taking ill. No, not at all. The pictures are everywhere. In case people will come to defend Femi Adesina. November the 11th again, 7:38 p.m. he wrote on his Facebook, President Buhari delivers his address. President Buhari with other world leaders, this time around, he added the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. I want anybody to look at the podium of the pictures. Go to Femi Adesina's Facebook now. Go there. Or maybe, it will cut the broadcast for you. Somebody somewhere, if you're two or three listening to this very broadcast at the same time, somebody should open their phone, go to Femi Adesina's Facebook page. I know tonight he's going to get a lot of hits, isn't it? I'm trying to make him very popular. Go there and see it. He made this very post on November the 11th at 7:38 p.m. I want every right-thinking person to look at the podium. Now go and look for Armistice Day commemoration. Look at the podium used by world leaders in a circle in the middle of the room. Is that not correct? The podium of the official event was in the middle of the room. Buhari's Commonwealth Conference podium was at the end of the room with people facing it, not in a circle. Again, very, very clear. Very, very clear for any discerning mind. Look again at the pinup. The pictures are everywhere. I want IPOB to flood it all over the world. that mankind may see how stupid Nigerians are and why we must leave this den of liars and deceivers. Nigeria is the den of criminals. Jibril did not attend Paris. Jibril replaced Buhari because Buhari is dead. Every time I say it, when I travel to go and address white people, I say it. I don't feel sorry for myself. We black Africans are evil. And we are black for a reason. I know some of you are grumbling, but you are. That's who you are. You see, when you're sick or with an illness, you go to the doctor. Perhaps you're suffering from appendicitis, and you go to a doctor and you say, I have headache. They give you Panadol, isn't it? You will go and the appendix will rupture and you will die because you failed to confront the truth. Or maybe appendix is a bit too sexy. You have a problem. Instead of you to say, I have a problem, doctor. Test my urine, my blood and everything. You say, oh no, I have a migraine. They give you migraine. Maybe later on in life you become impotent. And then who are you going to blame? You start blaming your next door neighbor who is holding you. You start going to churches to pray for you, for pastors to pray. You pay them to pray for you. So you can conceive. Or so you can be able to get your wife pregnant. Very sad indeed. When I say that blacks are evil, they are. You can grumble all you like. I want you to look at, if you say that blacks are good, look at APC. Look at APC. Do you know that there are people inside APC, instead of them to speak the truth, they say, hey, if you don't give me governorship automatic ticket for my son, I will expose all of you. And next year you go and vote for them. Are you not stupid? Do you know if what is happening today in the zoo called Nigeria is happening anywhere else in the world? They'll bring all of them out to Maso Rock, line them up and shoot and kill all of them. They'll line them and shoot all of them. But you are young, you are vibrant. You don't even understand the principles of a revolution. You want to keep suffering till you die. And that is what is going to happen to all of you. But luckily enough for us, that experience, Biafrans won't go through it. Because we are leaving. And very imminently too. You have politicians who have resorted to blackmail. They claim they are patriots. I love Nigeria. But in actual fact, they are cheap, dirty blackmailers. If they love all of you Nigerians as they claim, why will they lie to you? Why will they blackmail each other? Rather than exposing Jibril. Because they don't want to expose Jibril. I'm sorry, last week I said, oh, Governor Mohsen of Lagos State. But it's Ogun State, is that not correct? Yes. I will tell you what he said. Sorry to say this, APC has committed an unpardonable sin in the history of the world. Imagine a cabal from a particular section of the country playing on our intelligence and expecting us to keep quiet. In no time, even the dumb will begin to speak out against this huge evil crime perpetrated against Nigerians. We saw something that wasn't the way it was. We asked questions. And they got angry and turned around to accuse us of greed, calling us emperors. This is supposed to be a democrat in a democracy trying to blackmail the government to give him what he wants, or else he will tell the whole world that Buhari is dead and that Jibril replaced Buhari. And these are your patriots. These are the same people that will ask you to go and get your PVC ready. Get your PVC ready! I asked one of them, and he said, no, we are going to vote him out. I said, you're an idiot. Vote, he is a criminal. He should be in prison. He should be in prison. Jibril should be in prison. Not in Aso Rock to be voted out. That is rubbish. Pure nonsense. The picture, the original photo that Femi Adesina used to forge the nonsense that he did, claiming Jubril was in Paris, can be found on the website called hausa.niger.ng. It's Hausa people. You will see the pictures there. In April of 2018, those were the pictures. You will see Jubril with the same outfit being welcomed by Theresa May. That time, they showed Jubril being welcomed by Theresa May because it was an official conference. It was an official summit. How come there is no picture of Jubril with Macron on the grounds of that very ceremony? Because he didn't go. Because they know he is Jubril, he is not Buhari. And they know that because of what we are doing on Radio Biafra, the world is now looking at them and asking questions. On this very, on that picture, as you say, you will notice that Jubril had the same pin-up on the Photoshop pictures being released by Femi Adesina. It's a Hausa website. All the pictures are there. Some people ought to know that Google stores a lot of information. Some are wrong, obviously. But it is there. Anecdotally, it gives you what you want. Nothing can be hidden. Once you publish any picture online, it is saved forever and ever. I'm telling you that now. It is saved forever and ever. All the events that Buhari, when he was alive, all the events he attended, they are online. But nobody can see him in Paris apart from Photoshop pictures. Unbeknown to Femi Adesina and the ringmaster, who is Abba Kyari. This original website had the photos. They never believed anybody would be able to find it. They're still online till today. You can go there and see it for yourself if you want. IPOB team of researchers dug it up. There is nothing you can hide from us. And now we have circulated it all over the world. And governments of the world are now laughing at you, Nigerians. Because you are very foolish. When they noticed that we have busted them, they stopped talking about the summit. They now started releasing that picture of meeting with Nigerians in Paris. Do you notice how they switched it? In order to deflect your attention. And some of you were roundly deceived. And at that gathering, nobody was allowed to take a picture. Only official pictures. Ask yourself again, what is that crime that Governor Mohsin was referring to? Ask Abba Kyari, the Sultan of Sokoto, and their media toy, Femi Adesina. What was Governor Amos talking about? What exactly? What is that crime that APC committed that this very governor would rather extort political advantage from the government in Abuja than to speak the truth? In any civilized society where honest journalism is practiced, reporters will call the governor to inquire exactly what he was on about and to try to get to the bottom of the problem. But not in this stinking, corrupt city, Nigeria. No, they won't do it. Amosu said something that is newsworthy. No journalist in Nigeria went to Governor Amosu to ask him, excuse me, sir, what exactly are you talking about? He said, it's conspiracy theory. They say it all the time. Mr. Journalist, rather than sitting down and pontificating, just simply go or place a call to Governor Amosu. Let him tell you exactly what he's on about. Or better still, show us video of your Buhari, Jubril in Paris, because there is none. Absolutely none, because he didn't go there. Rather than investigate this very overwhelming evidence against Jubril, the lies about Paris Peace Forum, so-called citizen journalists, we are busy publishing fake altered pictures from Femi Adesina. The journalists, they knew that the pictures were fake. But they still went ahead to publish. Nigerian newspapers knew that the pictures were fake. They knew it. But they still published to deceive all of you. How sad. How very sad. Femi Adesina and the presidency hoodwinked all of you into thinking that Jubril joined other world leaders at the Arc de Triomphe event, when the impostor was nowhere to be found. Was Jubril in Paris.
Yes, he was in Paris. He was in the French capital. But did he attend the event? The answer is no. Those that are running the zoo know that the whole world listened to Radio Biafra. They listened to me. As I said earlier, when we were on the air a few years ago, we were the number one radio station in the whole world, bar none. I said number one in the whole world. The most listened to radio station was Radio Biafra. When I would come on air from 7 to 10 p.m. So the whole world knows. And they know that I'm back. And they will listen. All over the world, they listen. That was why the cabal could not unleash Jibril on the people in Paris. My goodness me. What this Jibril saga has done is to prove beyond every reasonable doubt that black Africans are lower than animals. And I will prove it. I will prove it. The pictures are bound. The pictures are bound. Somebody told Matt Ehis, I don't know who he is. He said, see the Buhari that they said was in Paris. Take a hard look and save this picture. And let him return to Nigeria. Before we carpet them in their many lies. Look at the pin-up on Buhari's, kaftan? Or is it Danchigi? And look at what Guterres, Macron, and the rest we are wearing. It is not the same. It is a photoshopped picture of Buhari attending Commonwealth event in London in April. In the photoshopped picture that Femi Adesina released, it is very clear to even the worst flaner that Buhari was superimposed on the background. This was the same nonsense they did when they said he was in hospital before launching Jibril on all of you. Take a look at the fake pictures released by Femi Adesina. There was even one where Buhari was looking elsewhere. Others were looking up on the screen, up, showing something. But Jibril was looking straight. To prove to you that it is fake. It is there for you to see. After seeing it, you still complaining. Hey, say, Baba. No, on when the open super hog. Do you know one thing? I said before that we black Africans, we are the most stupid set of animals on the face of the earth. Some of you, maybe you are very angry now, but I want to prove it to you. And I said I would and I will. Do you know bees? You know bees? I know. Bees, yeah? That produce honey. You know wasps. I'm sure you know hyena. Don't you know hyena? Kwa? You know lions and you know all the social animals you have in the world. I want you to go, if that is why I love watching National Geographic Wild. If I want to see how Africans behave, I watch wild animals in the Serengeti. Do you know one thing? Do you know there is no social animal all over the world that would allow an alien to be imposed on them? Do you know that? None. None. Even if that alien is coming, they will know. They prefer to be subdued than to wake up one morning and mommy is no longer mommy. It's somebody else. They will say, no, this is not who we designated as our queen. The bees will sting that very thing to death and choose another one. The same thing I said about Africans. When the Europeans came, they gave you names. Of course, Ghana very cleverly changed theirs to Ghana from Gold Coast. But Nigeria is still answering Nigeria. Nigeria was a name that a foreigner gave to you. The same way you can name a dog. If you call your dog Shibio, you call, he will answer. As my own dog, I named him Jack. If I call Jack, Jack will come to me. You can name your own, Onyemechi. If you name your dog Onyemechi from now, before next week, if you say Onyemechi, the dog will come to you. If you name your dog Femi, or you name it Adesina, if you call that dog Adesina, the dog will come to you. Only animals that you can give a name and they don't contest it. A group of them. Because as we are now, can somebody walk into our studio now and say, all of you, your name is now Felix. Do you think we'll accept it? Will we accept it? But Nigerians, That British girl, English woman, said you're Nigerians and you're all jumping up and say you're patriots. I'm a proud Nigerian. Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me. Chineke Maruna Bera. This is Radio Bavis joining us. The time now is a minute past 9 p.m. We are exposing Jibril, the fake, in Asorok. What this means is that, so can I now say that ordinary bees are more intelligent than your average Nigerian? Is that correct? Can I say that? With every degree of certainty. They won't allow you to impose anything on them. That is why I call Nigerians animals. And that's why I call the place a zoo. Can you imagine that Jibril was not in Paris, but Nigerian newspapers and channels, TV, we are busy deceiving the people that rely on them for news accuracy. To be publishing fake pictures. I feel sorry for those that watch channels television, I'm telling you. It is very clear to the whole world that the man in Asorok is not Buhari, but a criminal and an impostor that should be in jail somewhere. They said he went to Paris, but he did not. Other people were there. He never attended. Not for one second. Nigeria can never, ever be a place where civilized people can live together and interact from now to eternity. But we know that Jibril was there because he went to Museum d'Orsay in Paris for a Picasso exhibition. He will be shocked as to how we know this. But we know. He attended an event, a dinner, hosted by President Macron. But no head of state wanted to talk to him because he's fake. That was when, in fact, decided that he cannot even risk it going out the next day. None of them wanted to speak to him. That is why there is no picture of him shaking hands with anybody. The dead Buhari would not have gone because he doesn't believe in icons, you know, like works of art. I think he comes from the very extreme of the Wahhabi Islamic tendency. If you ask Guardian newspaper, they will tell you that the picture they use in their publication was the picture of Jibril entering this very venue, the museum, they call it Museum d'Orsay in Paris, for a Picasso exhibition. For your information, Picasso is a French artist. Abba Kyari and the Sultan of Sokoto and the daft Fulani cabal should have hired professional criminals. They should have hired professional criminals to execute this very operation for them because they want to retain power at all costs. Ndugwawosa, they want to be in power forever and ever. After, let's vote Buhari out and get another Fulani man in. And they said it is rotational presidency. But Atiku will be there for how many years? For 8 years. If he wins. And then what happens to your rotational nonsense? Because most of you cannot reason properly. I want somebody to go and ask Senator Bukola Saraki why he said Atiku is a Nigerian and we need a Nigerian leader. Why would he say that? Does it mean that Buhari is not a Nigerian? Or should I say Jibril is not a Nigerian? Anybody who, out of ignorance or stupidity, is still doubting me, should do a simple experiment in the comfort of their own home. I want you to do this. I want you to go online. If you don't have Femi Adesina's number, ask Femi Adesina to post a video of Buhari in 2015. And also to post a video of the same Buhari in Paris on November the 10th. Then you see how dumb people have been for a while. He will never ever produce those two videos because he knows that no video exists for Paris 2018 because Jibril did not attend it. The real Buhari is dead and was not in Paris. He's an unmarked grave somewhere in Saudi Arabia. What a very sad experience. It's a very sad experience for the wife that has been begging the cabal to bring her husband's body back to Daura Katsina for a befitting burial. It's very, very ironic. The life of the dead Buhari is very ironic. It's a shame that for a man that told me I was in prison and he was entertaining some youth coppers, and Buhari said, over my dead body will Biafra come. So the day that Buhari died, I knew that Biafra was going to come. Because that's what he said. Over his dead body, and it is going to happen over his dead body. And what makes it very interesting is this. Buhari will not even be accorded the common courtesy of a full military burial for the country he claimed he fought for. This is the final, this is how Elohim works. This is the final humiliation for a sad and twisted dictator. You know, all his life, he said, do you know I'm a general? But he will never receive full military honors. He will never be buried as a hero because he is a fraud. Even the old one, he never passed any military exams. He was a genocidist. And now he is rotting away in a grave in Saudi Arabia, in an unmarked grave, for that matter. This very thuggish Buhari Jubril administration plunged Nigeria into mass murder, ethnic cleansing in the Middle Belt, genocide everywhere, bloodshed, death, recession, suffering, poverty and penury, shame and tyranny, subjugation and destruction. There is monumental corruption, unprecedented poverty, and the mother of all debts. You know that the zoo is owing. You say, how many trillion that they're owing? Without shame, remorse, or regret, these good-for-nothing Fulani criminals are busy trying to deceive you into renewing your misery certificate for another 4 years. Are you not stupid? The people that know me, I don't beg anybody. Once you're stupid, I know you're very foolish. Nothing can cure you unless the truth and the very painful, bitter truth. I want to ask, there is a picture of Jubril with the late Buhari. I want it to be circulated that the world may know. I want any right-thinking person to please compare and contrast. Are the two individuals on these pictures, are they the same person? Who in their right mind will say that they look alike or that they're of the same age? It's not possible. Jubril is a lot younger than the late Buhari. And Bukola Saraki, I keep saying, is taller. Bukola Saraki is taller than Jubril. Where are the women and the adult and even unborn professors in Yoruba land? Can they come out boldly to resist this very fraud and imposition in Aso Rock of a Sudanese instead of Osibanjo? Isn't it very funny that a Sudanese is presiding over the affairs of Nigeria when a Yoruba son should be there? It's amazing, isn't it? Amazing. Even if their men and their youths cannot emulate IPOB, can't the mothers come out on the street as our mothers did to demand justice? Just as IPOB women did a few months back. You know, worry. It is clear now that the highest fraud in the world is the creation of Nigeria. A country with irreconcilable and divergent value systems lumped together by the British to serve their economic interest. No society in the world can ever hope to progress when one part of that very country is Sharia and the other is common law and the other is Shango. Is it their law? What is the your law they practice? Is it Shango they practice? I don't know. Maybe it's their religion. It is like pulling in different directions. The purpose of creating a nation is to move forward with a sense of purpose. When Sharia law was instituted officially in the north, that marked a very serious departure from the secular state Nigeria claimed that it was. Having an imposter as a president is a crime against humanity in this era and this very age. It is an unpardonable crime that Abba Kyari and Femi Adesina have committed. Unpardonable crime against man and against God in heaven. What Abba Kyari, the Sultan of Sokoto, and the rest of the cabal has done is to call all of you Nigerians a fool. Today, the whole world knows that Nigerians are fools. Some people are hopelessly waiting for the cabal to come out to confirm it. They wanted to do the same thing with Yaradua until Dora Kunili sacrificed her life that the truth may prevail. It is now more clear that if at all the a certificate of professionalism is there, there is no bravery and courage to make it functional. No wonder they murdered Abiola, Bola Ige, Fela's mother, and all the rest. And nobody has ever been held responsible. The murderers are not ghosts. They are not hidden. And for once, I agree with the Fulani government of Jibril, no longer Buhari. Because they said that 40 million of you are mad. I'm sure everybody heard it. 40 million of you are mad. You are suffering from mental disorder. Who said it? Abdulaziz Mashi Abdullahi. He said it. That all of you, 40 million of you are mad. Of course you are to believe that Buhari is not dead. You are mad to believe that Jibril is Buhari. Buhari is dead and they're covering it up. The answer can be found very simply. Only this Paris event. That is where all the lies and deceit by Femi Adesina. We are packed. If there is nothing to hide, then why are you lying? Why are you lying? President Nixon was impeached. I told you that before. Because he tried to cover up wrongdoing. And you keep wondering why you keep looking for American visa, why America is great. Because they held their president to account. But in Africa, we cannot do that. Even when people rise up to challenge tyranny, and they come to kill those people, some of you will be rejoicing, and even praying that they succeed. This is what you end up with. A former Israeli prime minister is in prison because of an illegal property deal. Ehud Olmert. And is Israel not a great country today? South Korea, their former prime minister is in prison, is that correct? Brazil, the same thing. And many more countries around the world. Their ex-leaders are in jail. And if care is not taken in Malaysia, the same thing will happen. Only in Africa is deceit and fraud celebrated. Now you know why we are poor and very, very useless. What happened in Paris was exactly what happened when Buhari died. Fake photos and deceit everywhere until it occurred to me that this Buhari was dead. Do you know even BBC will join them? They responded to a comment by asking the person to tell them how they know that Buhari had died. And I'm saying, is BBC not supposed to be a media outfit that has investigative journalists? Is that not correct? Why don't they investigate and tell us? No, no, no. They are asking you that is struggling to survive to go and investigate and tell them. But it is your job as a journalist. It is your job. Go and investigate. You find out what we're saying. But of course, you do it and you present it to them and they'll bribe you and you bury it. As usual. That's journalism in the zoo. But we are going to use this deception in Paris, Amnesty's commemoration, to prove that Nigerians are very, very dumb indeed. It was only IPOB that took it upon itself to expose the decay and lies at the heart of Asorok. We busted their lies. Buhari was never in Paris. And because he wasn't there, he is not Buhari, he is Jibril. The cabal is deceiving all of you. There is a very simple research I would like the BBC to do with other media outlets. I want every journalist in Nigeria to look at the pictures supplied by Femi Adesina and the presidency, claiming that Jibril attended the Paris event, and tell us. Now, it's an assignment for the journalists. We want them to have a look at the pictures supplied by Femi Adesina. Femi Adesina said Buhari attended. I am asking BBC, I am asking Channels Television, I am asking every radio station in Nigeria. Please, 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 I beg you, in the name of Elohim, go to Femi Adesina, collect the pictures that he claimed were taken at Paris Amnesty's Day commemoration. Please, I'm begging you, when you get it, go and compare that very outfit. Compare the pinup, that little badge on the left side. compare it with what others we are wearing. I'm not asking IPOB to do it. I want zoo journalists to do it and BBC. And tell us in all honesty. As a journalist, tell us, please, in the name of whatever thing that you worship, that Buhari was in Paris. Then you will see the zoo unravel. It was the same clothing and pin-up that he had at London conference in April. That shows that Femi Adesina circulated fake pictures. Him and his Fulani employers are liars. There were live photos that came in from Paris after the commemoration. Anybody that has two pair of functioning eyes can see that the two-day event ran from 11th to 13th of November. And they left all of them left, except Jibril, because he was missing from the commemoration. Buhari was absent. I want people to bring their pen and write this. I hope they've been very busy writing. Can you confirm that people are investigating? Yes. Are people investigating? Yes. Are they? Yes. Buhari was absent at Arc de Triomphe. Every world leader was there. Nobody saw him there. If you go through the official guest list, you will notice that Jibril Buhari, the president of the zoo, was not on the list. But they claim he attended the event. The pin-up, as I've told you, is different, which goes to show that he wasn't there. He was at a different occasion. The stage doesn't look the same. The stage does not look the same. The last photo where they were seen looking up, Buhari, Jibril was photoshopped looking down. How come Buhari was absent at the beginning, suddenly appeared in the hall for speech when the gate closed at 5 p.m.? Anybody that has any semblance of understanding of forensics will know that the pictures showing Jibril were doctored. Do you know the picture of the round, you know, there was an aerial picture of the stage, the circular stage. There is a software on Windows 10, if you have it, it will tell you the name of every person there. You know the way you take pictures and you tag somebody. So the organizers of the conference, they tagged everybody that appeared there in that center circle. And Buhari is not there. Jibril was missing in action. But the world is there looking at Nigerians. And even the people that they're trying to save cannot save themselves. This operation to expose the imposter until he is arrested will continue. We will continue until Abba Kyari is stoned by the people and disgraced. Their crime is unpardonable. Even the most idiotic person will also agree with us that the two video clips that have been circulated of Buhari and Jibril are not the same people talking. I never knew that Femi Adesina could have taken over from Lai Mohammed this early. Every male head of state attended the event with his wife. Is that correct? Yes, sir. Everyone with the wife. Is that correct? And is Aisha not Buhari's wife, so they claim? Why didn't Aisha attend? Every head of state came with a wife. This party is going to is a very good event for us. So we IPOB. Why didn't Aisha accompany Jibril Buhari? Because Jibril is not her husband. No matter what anybody may say about Aisha, as I said before, I respect her because she has honor and dignity. She respects herself. Most other women in her position will jump and be running around Jibril and saying they are the first lady. But since her husband died, she has handled herself with decorum. I like her because she cannot pretend. Like me, I don't know how to pretend. Her husband is in the grave in Saudi Arabia, and they are telling her to come and go to Paris with a Sudanese. She said no, she's not going anywhere. There is a video of all the attendees with their wives walking out. Did anybody see it? I want IPOB to circulate it, to let the world know that Buhari did not go anywhere because Buhari is dead. They're using Jibril from Sudan. There is another evidence, a very compelling one at that as well. Do you remember that on November the 14th, 6:25 p.m., Femi Adesina again wrote, President Buhari returns to Abuja after a 5-day official visit to Paris on the 14th of November 2018. Did anybody see him arrive? Did anybody see him arrive? But there is NTA and there is channels. President Buhari with Katsina State Governor Aminu Bello Masari, Ekiti State Governor, and their new darling. You know, it is no longer Okorocha. It is no longer Defumahi. The new darling of the cabal now is Willie Obiano. R.O.M.A. You see why I said we will not support them. They have no shame and no honor. But is this not the same Obiano that they said was in the meeting with Jibril in Paris? So when they stopped the aircraft, listen to this logic very well. Now, when they stopped the aircraft, because they showed us pictures saying or claiming that Obiano was with Jibril in Paris, Jibril Buhari. Now, when they landed, Obiano can be seen welcoming the president back again. So did he turn into a fly, EGG, and fly out of the aircraft and now wait for the man? I don't know. Is that how it works? Do you see how they're messing themselves up? They said Obiano accompanied the president. Now, Obiano is also the person welcoming the president. Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me. This is America wonder. But only there is not in America. I want to ask Nigerians and those that claim that they're intelligent. Did any of you see Buhari land in Abuja? Where was NTA after attending such a historic event? Why didn't NTA attend to welcome? As you don't know when the old Buhari used to come back and Scottish bagpipers would come and welcome him wearing Scottish skirt. It's a very sad sight. Scottish bagpipes welcoming Buhari. All of a sudden, no fanfare. No ceremony. Nothing. No NTA. They did not cover the event because Buhari is dead and replaced by an imposter. Those seeking to quietly ease Jibril out is wasting their time using the ballot box. The death of my people, the death of my men, 28 of them, my cousin and my dog, Jack, as well as the death of everybody ever killed under the deadly regime of Buhari and now Jibril, will always haunt them. Because we will haunt Jibril and we will find him. Because as long, or as far as we know, the person sitting down in Aso Rock in July of last year, backing out orders, may be wearing a surgically enhanced face of Buhari on his person, but he was occupying a seat also in Aso Rock when Operation Python Dance was launched. So he is responsible. Those that are harboring the idea of smuggling Jibril out, they are all mistaken. Because we know, and I know, that Jibril is currently undergoing more corrective surgery to make him look more real like Buhari. But it seems that the warning I gave them before, they did not understand it. Jibril is a fraud because Nigeria is a fraudulent creation inhabited by fraudsters. There was a man earlier today that wrote something trying to debunk in their own language what we are trying to establish, which is that Buhari is dead. They said his name is Malam Daura. They said he's a cousin to Muhammadu Buhari. He attacked me very viciously and insisted that Jibril is not Buhari. And I want you to listen to the answers that he gave. A journalist from Saturday Sun asked him a question. Nnamdi Kanu APB leader alleged that the current president Muhammadu Buhari is fake and that the original Buhari has died since January of this year. He said, that is me, I said that the sitting president is one Jibril from Sudan. And as Buhari's blood relation, what is your take on it? Listen very carefully. It is really a funny and sad thing. Nnamdi Kanu has a chicken brain. Otherwise, how can he transmit another transmission? How can he transmit this kind of thought and information to Nigerians who are intelligent, brilliant, and exposed to life? Leonard Nachinama, exposed to life. We continue. And brilliant and intelligent. This is Malam Daura speaking. The president cannot just die, and the information about him will be kept secret for more than a year. What happened during Yaradua's time? Oh my goodness. Looking at the inquisitive nature of Nigerians, he said. In fact, President Umaru Musa Yar'Adua was reported dead before his natural death. Even President Buhari was last year reported to have died until when a video showed him and his family live before Nigerians believed that he was alive. And everyone saw it. And now, he said, there is no way, abracadabra. There is no any abracadabra that you can do to hide the death of Mr. President. They continued. He said, Kanu made the absurd statement after he drank to excess and was afflicted with all sorts of frustrations. You know me, if you say good thing about me, I say it. If you say bad thing, I will say it. I don't hide anything. So if you write bad thing about me, if it is newsworthy, I will come to Radio Biafra and I will read it out. This Kanu is a rebel and enemy of the law of Nigeria who is condemned by his own people. As a blood relation of Buhari, we are telling Kanu that he is a blunt, at least. They acknowledge I'm blunt. And shameless liar. Anybody in Nigeria that knows Buhari 20 years ago and sees him now knows he is the same man with the same height. Are you hearing it? Anybody, they condemn themselves without knowing it. He said, anybody that knows Buhari 20 years ago and sees the same Buhari today will know that he is the same man, the same height, color, and all characteristics. Now, let me ask Madam Daura, do you agree that Buhari was either the same height with Bukola Saraki or slightly taller than him in 2015 and 16? That's number one. If you agree, and you said here that he is the same height, so if the person now in Aso Rock is shorter than Saraki, will you agree that that man is not Buhari? That your cousin is dead and in Saudi Arabia. His body, his skeleton, of course, because he must have decayed by now. Do you agree? It's a very simple experiment, isn't it? I judge people by what they say, not what I hear. This is what came out of his mouth, that Buhari is the same height, and he went on to justify it. To prove Kanu wrong and that he's a shameless liar, he's talking about me. The family held meetings. Because of me, they held, you know, when I said he's Jibril, they held meetings. He said for 2 years. When I said that Buhari was dead, the Daura people called Buhari, Jibril, back to say, are you really our son? That is what the man is saying here. Yes, that's what he's saying. To prove Kanu wrong and that he's a shameless liar, the family held meetings with Mr. President twice this year. Listen carefully. He said, precisely during Eid al-Kabir, Salah celebrations in August. So they held They had a family meeting to determine if it is Jibril or Buhari. Unbelievable. We must continue. This is hilarious. We chatted, we discussed, and listen, he recounted past another memorable events in the family that involved each and every one of us. So you are asking him questions. Are you really Buhari? Tell us about when we went to look for cattle in the bush. And Buhari was telling them, "Hell, are we a man as you?" Unbelievable. So you weren't even sure. So you believed me. That's why you called him from Asorok, from Abuja, to come to Daura, so family can have a meeting. And you can ask him to remember things. Hey, oh dear me. The question to ask is, when did this Jibril learn everything in the family? Can you believe this? That could make him to be our Muhammadu Buhari. I think Kano should know that we are not illiterates nor barbarians, that he can make these kinds of silly statements too. He said it's his brother, is that correct? Huh? Please, come out tomorrow and speak Fufude. Have a conversation with somebody in Fufude. I will drop my allegation and I will apologize. Is that correct? He said Jibril is his brother. And we know that the Buhari of 20 years ago can speak the local funny dialect of Fufude. Is that correct? Saying, now come and speak it. That's all. Go and stand beside the trouble. The trouble, isn't it? Hey. Because there are pictures of him and Bukola Saraki and videos everywhere. So if we can now send the video clips of 2 years ago to Malam Daura and video clips of Jibril and Bukola Saraki today, he will know that his cousin is dead. Is that correct? And if this man in Asoro cannot speak Fufude, then we know that Buhari is dead. Is that correct? Very simple experiment. But they won't do it. Because they are fraudsters. They are criminals. The only thing that changed him, Mr. President, is his physical structure. Are you hearing me? The only thing that changed is his physical structure. But he said a while ago that he's as tall as before. Now his physical structure has changed. And this is because, hear it, because he is aging. So he acknowledged that the man is getting old. Then how come Jibril is so young? How come he's so young? You said he's aging. But the one we are saying is so young. Or maybe they have another version that they bring to you, one that coming to you. It's beginning to unravel. Apart from that, there is nothing else that is missing. He is the same Buhari I know a long time ago. And then the man asked him, "Don't you think that Kano's allegations will make a serious impact on Buhari's campaign for 2019? He cannot run because he has no certificate to start with. Jibril cannot even run to start with. INEC said you must have WAEC if you don't, cannot run. That is the law. Doesn't matter how many sands you bring. This is a very simple thing. It is called requirement. How can I go to apply to go to university? They say, oh, go and bring your WAEC result. And I say, no, I won't bring it. He said, I go and hire sands to go to the court of law to argue for me. Does that make any sense? It is called a requirement. Minimum requirement. He said they're intelligent and sophisticated. He doesn't know anything. They're intelligent and sophisticated. This man said a lot of things about me. And I want to prove to all of you that this man doesn't know what rule of law is all about. Because most of you think, I told you earlier, that Hausa Fulani cannot practice democracy. Not Hausa, please. Because they don't exist anymore. They've been taken over by the Fulanis. Fulani cannot practice a democracy. It's impossible. It's not possible. And I'll tell you why. This is coming from the mouth of this very animal and beast called Daura. We have tolerated this Kanu a lot. He has insulted our country. We kept mute. He has insulted our culture. Still, your culture, is it that they drink blood and milk? Is it a bad thing? You drink the blood of cattle and the milk from cattle. How can that be a bad thing? How is that an insult? That is your culture. The same way you eat kilishi. Is it kilishi they call it or whatever? He said they kept quiet. And now he is insulting our patriotic leaders. Your patriotic leader is dead. And is in Saudi Arabia. And we will not keep silent again. It is only in Nigeria you will find this rubbish happening. Our citizens will not take any action because of the acclaimed democratic rule, which means he does not believe in democracy. He doesn't believe in freedom of speech. He doesn't believe in the right of freedom of expression. He said, I insult them. I insult them because they don't, the only thing they know about democracy is PVC and vote. PVC and vote. Nothing else. He said, I think breaching the rights of other citizens in a country like Nigeria is unconstitutional and undemocratic. I am breaching the right of somebody. I don't know how I breach their right. As such, Nnamdi Kanu must be brought and punished accordingly. Unbelievable. But I won't let them go. I don't know. Somebody kindly helped me. Because he said that the journalists asked the wrong questions. Now I am putting these questions to Malam Dawra. I am putting these questions now to Abba Kyari. I am putting it to the Sultan of Sokoto. And all of you that ganged up to impose Jibril on hapless Nigerians. Now the question number one is this. Following Nnamdi Kanu's allegations that the Buhari in Asorok is fake, how do you defend the fact that British Queen Elizabeth sent a condolence message to Buhari's family and Nigeria? Can anybody answer that? Nobody can. Question number two. This is to this Malam and to the journalist that interviewed him. It was reported that AU leaders observed a minute silence in Ethiopia over the death of Buhari, your cousin. What do you have to say about that? Are you going to jail AU leaders? The record is there. Question number three. Why is it till today that the presidency have refused to release the details of what killed Buhari or what he was suffering from, at least, so that the world may know? But they have not done anything about it. Do you all remember when it was reported that Aisha Buhari was prevented from seeing her own husband, who was in hospital in the UK? We no longer hear from Zara. We know that. I touched upon that last week. Now, when you said that a rat or cockroaches infested the office of the president, why did you not, you love taking pictures, Femi Adesina, why did you not take pictures of the office and the mass infestation? Because the taxpayers pay for it. Nigerians own Asorok. It doesn't belong to you or to Buhari family. Why did he, as a transparent, honest government, why did you not take pictures to say this also happened? You didn't. Because you couldn't. You were changing the doors because of the biometric reader on the door. That is a fact. That is a fact. Question number seven. Where did the presidential jet that left the UK travel to? Where? Why can't you tell your so-called fellow Nigerians where the jet was traveling to? And Aisha went to Saudi Arabia for lesser Hajj. You have journalists who claim they investigate their stories. Why can't they just go to Saudi Arabia and say, where did Aisha Buhari travel to? They will take them to a cemetery where the body of Buhari is lying. Can they just tell us? Why did Atiku say that he cannot contest the presidency with a foreigner? Why? I ask you. You heard what Bukola Saraki said earlier. Vote for a Nigerian president. All the signs are there. All the clues are there. But Nigerians are too cowardly, or the fear of Biafra. You know, they don't want to say, oh, Nnamdi Kanu collapsed Nigeria. That is, oh my goodness. That is why they are all banding together and bonding together to say it is not Jibril. Hey, you want that man, that troublemaker, to collapse this country that he calls as you know? We politicians must rally together and protect Nigeria against a troublemaker. Why have they not asked Reuters or Okorocha? What do you mean when you said if you open your mouth and say what you know, Nigerians will burn down Asorok in 24 hours? What you want to tell us, Okorocha, we know already. that it is Jibril, not Bukhari. We know that already. These are the facts. These are the facts that people must begin to digest. These are the facts that people must begin to comprehend. People must begin to rationalize. People must begin to dissect every information that we have given you this evening. You will come to only one. I repeat, only one inescapable conclusion. That Buhari is dead, and it is Jibril that is there. The thing that I'm asking them to do is very simple. Very, very simple. It's not difficult. Remove your cap. Speak. Fufude for us. Stand beside Saraki. Very simple and neat. And you will know. Or give us a video from Paris. Or show us a picture of Jibril or Buhari, if you prefer, meeting any world leader that attended the summit. The answer is no. Zero, because it doesn't exist. And as I promised you earlier, we are going to bring you the final expose. We don't know when, because the people will arrive and I will inform you when we have that very program. It will be on a television, not on radio, because we have things to show the world that will shock everybody. And by that very time, the zoo will precipitously collapse into violence and anarchy. And I don't want that either. So they know the right thing to do, and they must do it. Somebody must arrest Jibril, because Buhari is dead. Lock him up somewhere, and the government of national unity convened immediately to begin the process of conducting a referendum for the various peoples that make up the zoo, Nigeria, to go their separate ways. If they do not do it, I will release the DNA result, and there will be anarchy. Not just in Nigeria, but all over West Africa. So I'm warning them very seriously. They know what to do, and they must do it. If there is anybody with any doubt after this very program, you're more than welcome to raise it, and it shall be addressed. But for us, I believe that the evidence is pretty conclusive and very damning, at the very least. They provided the ammunition, not us. They're the ones that lied to us that were going to Paris, when indeed they didn't go anywhere. He was in Paris, but he didn't actually attend the event, because all the world leaders know that Nigeria has no president. Nigeria is being ruled by proxy. The cabal, the very powerful Fulani cabal, backed by the British, they are the ones helping a Sudanese impostor to remain in Aso Rock and answering Muhammadu Buhari. You know I was in the army. He can't even fake the voice very well. He can't even fake Buhari's accent very well. And all of you are there looking and moping sheepishly. I feel sorry for you. I think some of you do actually owe us a vote of thanks, because we are helping to save you. Isn't it funny that the much maligned IPOB that some of you are casting aspersions on is now actually the people trying to save you from your own ignorance? I thank each and every one of you for listening. That this is Radio Biafra, and I will come to you again next week, Saturday, should the need arise. But for the time being, you must remain where you are. Do everything you can to ensure the speedy restoration of Biafra, because Chukwuka Abiama gave us his promise, and he will deliver. I thank each and every one of you for listening. And until we reconvene here, hopefully next week, I wish you the very best. God bless, and remain safe wherever you are. Thank you very much.